Never doubt. All of us want this, and we are 7 billion. We simply have to move forward with certainty. Enough of us. Reflections of 3.7. The September 6, 2015 show. But isn't the problem capitalism? What problem? That some have so much, others little. But what is this much that some possess? Do you mean much material stuff? Well, yes, but beyond it, to having the means to do the things you want to do with your life. Pursue happiness. You could say that. But is capitalism why we can't pursue happiness? Why we are so burdened with bills and worry and obligations? Why we have no time to stop and catch our breaths, let alone pursue happiness? Why each year the burdens grow heavier? There's more mutual suspicion, more hardship, more children unhappy, more hunger. But there will always be winners and losers, won't there? After all, there's no such thing as perfect fairness. Isn't what we have better than chaos? Isn't what we have the best way to manage the world's resources? Don't we need the state to manage them? Aren't we the resources the state manages chiefly? Aren't we the ones who do everything but in yokes and on leashes? Wasn't the state created especially to subject us to the priorities of statesmen? And don't they do this by keeping us obedient and dependent? A pattern reflected in its child-rearing methods? And so each year, don't the disparities grow? The hardship increases as austerity is imposed. Each year, aren't we closer to ocean death? Each year, don't we lose more species? And haven't the few been deciding the lives of the many for millennia? Isn't it time for us to make the decisions? But who will protect us from the terrorists? What if the terrorists are as false as the Society of December 10 was, when Louis Napoleon established rule by clandestine means practices, in which the shadow state operates behind scenes? Isn't it likely that the tiny few who have scooped up the resources of the planet and established states with them, and so have the means and the motive to keep us dependent and weak, would produce reasons why we need them? Aren't the acts they commit toward our management kept secret, like their use of microwave energy weapons? How can we believe the state exists to serve us when our lives grow ever more closed in with surveillance, and dissent is silenced with media censorship and with weaponry they refuse to admit exists? But isn't the world too immense, the systems that run it too intricate for any to operate but those who understand the whole of it? Doesn't that mean that only states possess the knowledge and the expertise to manage it? Aren't we the ones who reproduce the system, but in yokes and in harnesses? Isn't the real issue, then, trust of our brothers and sisters? Could it be our mistrust and sense of dependency comes from the coerced work system, the very one we want to move beyond, to a freedom based in individual self-sufficiency and non-coercion? Could it be we only feel insufficient because we've been kept separate? And so our abundance kept hidden from us? And that we must compose it again with consciousness?